ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ವಚೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಸರ್ವಜ್ಞಸ್ಯ ತವಾನಗ ತಮೋ ವಿಶೀರ್ಯತೆ ಮೈಹಂ ಹರೇಹ ಕಥಯತ ಕಥಾಂ ಸಮೀಚೀನಂ ವಚೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಸರ್ವಜ್ಞಸ್ಯ ತವಾನಗ ತಮೋ ವಿಶೀರ್ಯತೆ ಮೈಹಂ ಹರೇಹ ಕಥಯತ ಕಥಾಂ ಸಮೀಚೀನಂ ವಚೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಸರ್ವಜ್ಞಸ್ಯ ತವಾನಗ ತಮೋ ವಿಶೀರ್ಯತೆ ಮೈಹಂ ಹರೇಹ ಕಥಯತ ಕಥಾಂ ರಾಜೌವಾಚ ಚೀನಾಕತೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಸರ್ವಜ್ಞಸ್ಯ ತವಾನಗ ತಮೋ ವಿಶೀರ್ಯತೆ ಮೈಹಂ ಹರೇಹ ಕಥಯಥ ಕಥಾಂ ರಾಜೌವಾಚ ಸಮೀಚೀನಂ ವಚೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಸರ್ವಜ್ಞಸ್ಯ ತವಾನಗ ತಮೋ ವಿಶೀರ್ಯತೆ ಮೈಹಂ ಹರೇಹ ಕಥಯತ ಕಥಾಂ ರಾಜೌವಾಚ ಸಮೀಚೀನಂ ವಚೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಸರ್ವಜ್ಞಸ್ಯ ತವಾನಗ ತಮೋ ವಿಶೀರ್ಯತೆ ಮೈಹಂ ಹರೇಹ ಕಥಯತ ಕಥಾಂ ಮಾತಾಜಿ ರಾಜೌವಾಚ ಸರ್ವಜ್ಞಸ್ಯ ತವಾನಗ ಮೈಹಂ ಹರೇಹ ಕಥಯತ ಕಥಾಂ ರಾಜೌವಾಚ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಸಮೀಚೀನಂ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ರೈಟ್ ವಚಃ ಸ್ಪೀಚಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಓ ಲರ್ನೆಡ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಸರ್ವಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸ One who knows all, Tava, your, Anaga, without any contamination, Tamaha, the darkness of ignorance, Vishiryate, gradually disappearing, Maiham, unto me, Hare, of the Lord, Kathayata, As you are speaking, Katham, Topics, Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Parikshit said, O learned Brahmana, you know everything because you are without material contamination. Therefore, whatever you have spoken to me appears perfectly right. Your speeches are gradually destroying the darkness of my ignorance. For you are narrating the topics of the Lord. Purport. The practical experience of Maharaj Parikshit is disclosed herein, revealing that transcendental topics of the Lord act like injections when received by the sincere devotee from the person who is perfectly uncontaminated by material tinges. In other words, reception of the messages of Srimad Bhagavatam from professional men heard by a Karmakanda audience, never acts miraculously, as stated here. Devotional hearing of the messages of the Lord is not like hearing ordinary topics. Therefore, the action will be felt by the sincere hearer by experience of the gradual disappearance of ignorance. Yasya deve para bhaktir, yatha deve tatha guru, tasyate kathita, hi artha, Prakashante Mahatmana. Svetasvara Upanishad 6.23. When a hungry man is given food to eat, he feels satiation of hunger and the pleasure of dining simultaneously. Thus, he does not have to ask whether he has gradually been fed or not. The crucial test of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is that one should get... The crucial test of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is that one should get positive enlightenment by such an act. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Savadetam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shiradha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shirade Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, we welcome you all to our daily Srimad Bhagavatam class at Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir. Before I even dare to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam, I would like to seek blessings from my senior God brothers and God sisters sitting here and also whoever is hearing online. Please bless me so that whatever I can speak is definitely beneficial for me, and if at all works out for you as well, will be the added advantage or a byproduct. So, I'll read the translation again. Maharaj Parikshit said, O learned Brahmana, you know everything because you are without material contamination. Therefore, whatever you have spoken to me appears perfectly right. Your speeches are gradually destroying the darkness of my ignorance, for you are narrating the topics of the Lord. So we have started the fourth chapter of the second canto, entitled Process of Creation. And on Sunday, His Grace Sri Rama Prabhu very beautifully concluded the third chapter. And he explained some of the points that I remember was really amazing. He talked, or rather he quoted His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Maharaj about emergency consciousness. How one should be feel that emergency was really wonderful. And another point that he spoke is we cannot plan for our departure or a death, but we have to prepare for our death. That was really, really interesting. And as the chapter entitled, pure devotional service, change in heart. So he explained that by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day, our heart becomes soft. And then we had Kavichandra Maharaj very beautifully explain the starting of the chapter, the first verse, where now Parikshit Maharaj is focusing completely on Lord Sri Krishna. And he explained that how Srila Prabhupada is so brilliant that we have this daily Bhagavatam class. There is nowhere else you find this particular thing in the past. This Srila Prabhupada who started this wonderful, everyday Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavatam. It's so wonderful system that Prabhupada established. And he also emphasized the beautiful purports of Srila Prabhupada, that how one must read those purport very sincerely, and definitely Krishna will be revealed. And one of the things that he talked about was so hope giving to me was he said that the children born in Krishna conscious movement were so fortunate, because from their childhood they get to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. But when they become young and probably get distracted by the material energy, they may go away for some time, but be assured that they will come back one day. So that's a very, very hope giving and very wonderfully explained by Kavishandra Maharaj. And then we see on the verse number 2 where Parikshit Maharaj is talking about how if one is attached to Krishna, the detachment will automatically follow. And Pradyumna Mishra Prabhu very beautifully explained the teachings of Rupa Goswami on the detachment, and he narrated one wonderful story. I'm not going to narrate that again. Probably you have heard it. It's about that wedding party for a wedding, and whole night they got stuck into the river because the anchor was not removed. So we have heard this funny story many times. I myself also must have told to many people many times. But I was just reflecting on that simple story. It is so simple and so funny story, but it is so difficult for me to implement. My anchor is still heavily there and not removed. So hope that one day by the blessings of you all Vaishnavas, probably one day that anchor will be removed and I will understand the serious essence of this funny story. And then Haridas Thakur Prabhu explained the verse 3rd and 4th where it talks about the Vairagya of Parikshit Maharaj. And he very beautifully explained that particular aspect. And I think the Vairagya is empty to one extent if that Vairagya is not flavored with forgiveness. So there is a story of Lala Babu as well, right? Where he wanted to take renounce the world. And then he was asked that you have to go and forgive the one of your co-businessmen or whoever that person is, right? Whom you still have that grudges within your heart. So without forgiveness, you cannot come to the actual Vairagya. And very beautifully explained by him, the story of Amish community. I felt it was the height of forgiveness, where somebody's daughters were killed, and they forgave the murderer who shot himself as well, right? But he went to not just forgive in their mind, but they actually went to the family of that murderer and said that, please don't feel bad. It's okay. Whatever happened is happened. And we, with our sincerity, we forgive the person who have killed our daughters. And not just that, they actually went to the funeral of that person, because the murderer actually killed himself, right? So I felt this kind of forgiveness is unheard of. So it's really amazing. And today we are in the verse number 5, which is also really amazing verse. How Srila Prabhupada translates and how this Srimad Bhagavatam is. Here in this verse, Parikshit Maharaj is establishing the Srila Sukadeva Goswami's authority, right? He's saying that you know everything because you are without material contamination. And at the same time, he's giving him assurance that whatever you have spoken to me has really helped me. Because slowly but surely, my ignorance, my darkness of ignorance is diminishing. So it's such a wonderful thing, right? It's a fantastic exchange between a speaker and a hearer, where hearer confirms that you are such an amazing speaker and it's really, really helping me very positively, whatever you have spoken about Lord Shri Krishna. Right? So I would like to today take this Srimad Bhagavatam little differently, because something that really struck me when I was reading the purport, and also I heard the class of His Grace Braj Vihari Prabhu, in which He very beautifully explained about how Srila Prabhupada used to write purports. As we all know that Srila Prabhupada used to write purports in the dead of the night. Practically when everyone is sleeping and Srila Prabhupada is awake and writing the purports. So many times Srila Prabhupada has confirmed directly or indirectly that whatever the purport Srila Prabhupada has written are his spiritual ecstasies. So in one sense, at that time, the middle of the night when Prabhupada was writing this purport, that was his personal time with Krishna. That was his personal connect with Krishna was happening while he was writing purport. And that is the reason Srila Prabhupada said that, I did not write these purports. Krishna helped me write these purports. And that is the reason we see Srila Prabhupada even asking his own disciples that please read Srimad Bhagavatam, what he himself has written the purports. Right? And Srila Prabhupada himself was feeling so happy and blissful, not just hearing his own writing, because he felt that this is not something he himself wrote. He was completely convinced that this was written by Lord Krishna. So we are so fortunate to have access to something that was personally given to Srila Prabhupada by Lord Krishna. It is such an amazing access that we have. Right? And Srila Prabhupada therefore tells his disciples and followers that please read my books like you read law books. Don't read my books like novels. Read my books how you read law books. What does that mean? It means you read it very scrutinizingly. Study it. Don't just read it just like that. So today what we'll do is, we'll read one line of purport, then we'll discuss about it, and then we'll go to the next line. We can take this liberty because the purport is very small today. Right? And let's marvel the amazing writings that Srila Prabhupada had done for all of us with the help of Lord Krishna. So the first line says, the practical experience and the beauty of this purport that Srila Prabhupada explains so beautifully and with the analogies that, like, you know, anybody can understand this so easily. So easily anybody can understand. Right? So he starts saying that the practical experience of Maharaj Parikshit is disclosed herein, revealing the transcendental topics of the Lord act like injections when received by sincere devotee from a person who is perfectly uncontaminated by material tinges. Right? So here the analogy is given of injections. Right? I was hearing the class of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj on the same verse. And he was narrating a story about injection, that once there was a devotee, Raghupati Prabhu, had a very high grade fever. He had about a fever of 106. And a local doctor that was there, he couldn't believe that 106 is not possible. So he got his own thermometer and, like, you know, measured it, and it was 105.5. Even a person can die with such a high grade fever. Right? And then sure enough, they have to call the savior of the sick is Dr. Alva. And Dr. Alva came and, like, you know, gave an injection to Raghupati Prabhu, and within few hours the fever subsided and it came down to 101 from that fatal fever of almost 106. So what does that mean? So Maharaj explains that similarly these transcendental injections will also help us to bring down the fever of our material contamination. The fever that we have got, the material fever, through material contamination, it will help us to reduce it. Right? But then the next line is kind of, I was perplexed to read that, and I was very nervous that, like, you know, what qualification I have to speak Bhagavatam. I can read Bhagavatam, but what qualification I have to speak Bhagavatam, that too from this such an esteemed seat of Vyasasana. Because it is said here that when received by the sincere devotee, now hear very carefully, from a person who is perfectly uncontaminated, by material tinges. I am exactly the opposite of this statement. I am absolutely contaminated by the material things. Here Prabhupada is talking about tinges. I'm saying I'm completely contaminated by the material things. So what is that I'm speaking to all of you? The only thing I have here and I dare to speak to you, Srimad Bhagavatam, is because I am not saying anything of my own. I am just repeating what I've heard from the people who are uncontaminated by the material tinges. I've heard from those people, those sincere devotees, and I'm just repeating their words. And that is why we see anybody can speak Srimad Bhagavatam provided they are following the acharyas, they are repeating the words of the acharyas, and that is the way to go about it. It's like a postman, right? I'm not adding anything in the letter that I'm giving it to the receiver. Or I'm like that nurse. Generally, we feel nurse means the female form comes to our imagination. It's not like that. Nurse means could be male or female, right? So like that male nurse, like, you know, who's administered the injection, right? The medicine is not prescribed by the nurse. The medicine is prescribed by the doctors who are like the acharyas. So it will definitely work. There is no doubt about that. There is no doubt about that. Our material fever will definitely come down for sure. Now the only thing is, when a nurse is giving an injection, maybe in experience, so it may pain a little bit, right? So that is a different thing. But the material fever will come down for sure. So it depends on that nurse. So I may not be expert, so please forgive me if it is a bit painful to all of you. Now going to the next line, where it talks about, in other words, reception of messages of Srimad Bhagavatam from professional men heard by a Karmakandya audience never acts miraculously as stated here. So there are so many professional Bhagavat Kathakar. How do you get those Bhagavat Kathakar? You can't just go and say that, like, you know, we have a Bhagavat Katha and, like, can you come and speak Srimad Bhagavatam? Yes, you can approach any of these devotees here and they will come. But if you approach a professional Bhagavat Kathakar, what they will say? How deep your pocket is? Whether you can afford my Katha? My Katha will cost you this much. I will need this arrangement. I will need that arrangement. Right? And the audience who is approaching them is also who? Karmakandya. Means what is their goal by conducting those Srimad Bhagavatam Kathas? Is I will get my business flourished. My kids' education will go on to the, like, you know, abroad. They will get education in abroad. Those are the desires, which is basically nothing but a Karmakandya desires. Right? So those people approaching such Kathakars. So what will happen? There is no miracle will happen. That is what Srila Prabhupada is saying in this. So what miracle that Srila Prabhupada is talking about here? Once reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, that Swamiji, can you tell us that what miracles you have done? Because that's generally being asked from the renounce order or from the sadhus, right? People go and, like, you know, feel that, okay, this sadhu can do some magic, you know. So I'll tell my own, confess one of the story that I had. Even after becoming a devotee, you get attracted and enamored by such sadhus. So we were in Badrinath, and we went to the, like, you know, kind of a odd season. We went in September, so not so much of a rush. And we were doing the pradakshina of this Badrinath temple, and there was a one sadhu with the, like, you know, a very big jata, and, like, you know, from looking at his appearance, you can make out that this person is really mystic sadhu, you know. It's amazing. And we thought, like, you know, let's just go and approach him, like, you know. So I'll not mention another devotee's name. So myself and that another devotee approached that person, and like, you know, he gave us some rudraksh, you know. He brought out from his pocket and gave some rudraksh to us, like, you know. We feel like, you know, wow, there's something really amazing. And we, like, you know, took out 500 rupee note and give it to him. So he was happy, we were happy for a moment until I met the organizers of the temple or the committee of the temple, who was just standing on the side and watching this whole drama. Because, you know, they saw us like in dhoti kurta, having a bead bag, tilak, and then, you know, this person called us and saying, "Aap iskon se ho?" Right? I said, "Yeah." "Tum bhakti karte ho, tumko samajh mein nahi aata ye, what you are trying and approaching for this. These are all just like, you know, show babas, and then you are just getting attracted by just like, you know, some rudraksh or something, like, you know, what is this?" And I came back to my senses. So that is so much ingrained in all of us that we approach sadhu for some miraculous thing. Isn't it? So the reporter also asked Srila Prabhupada that what miracles you have done, Swamiji. So Prabhupada replied very humbly. He said, "I have made hippies into happy." And if you do not know what hippie is, probably go and Google it today. Prabhupada once asked, "Who are the hippies, or what is hippie?" And Prabhupada said something amazing. So just Google it out, what hippie is. It's like, you know, they are absolutely have no idea of, like, you know, civilization. They are completely, they can do anything, anytime, and have no concern about the society. Absolutely, like, you know, wandering like crazy. Those people were transformed into happy people. And not just happy, transcendentally happy. Why? As we're going to hear further, that what is their qualification? Right? Because they were not karmakandis. These hippies were not at all karmakandis. What they were looking for truth, but they did not know how. So they were looking for truth, they did not know how, and here Srila Prabhupada, who is completely uncontaminated by the material tinges, right, and was eager to give Krishna to them, and give the truth, absolute truth to them, and that's why this combination worked out so well, right? And for us also, we see these miracles happening. Because the matter of fact that you are sitting here, and the matter of fact that I am sitting here and speaking, and we are discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, is because someone brought us to Krishna consciousness by telling us not some stories, by telling us exactly what was they heard from Srila Prabhupada. Isn't it? That is why we also felt that transformation. But why we are not feeling the transformation that hippies felt completely, and many of the hippies turn into even sannyasis. But why that transformation is not happening for us? Because our contamination is of different gradation. And based on that gradation, we are feeling that miraculous thing in our life. But miracle is there for sure. Otherwise, we will not be sitting here and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. There are so many other things to do. Right? So that's a miracle that Srila Prabhupada is talking about here. Then the next statement. Devotional hearing of the messages of the Lord is not like hearing ordinary topics. Now listen carefully. This Srila Prabhupada's words came through Krishna. Therefore, the action will be felt by the sincere hearer. I repeat, the action will be felt by the sincere hearer by experience of the gradual disappearance of ignorance. So here, Srila Prabhupada says, as also we discussed in the beginning, right, that don't read these things, that these are not ordinary things. Don't read like how you read ordinary things, like newspaper or novels. These are extraordinary things. These are transcendental things, right? So Srila Prabhupada said that the messages of the Lord is not like hearing the ordinary things. But unfortunately, we are so attached to hearing ordinary things, right? We want to hear who will occupy that fourth place in the semi-final of the World Cup, right? How that will happen.
We want to hear, like, you know, what is happening in that Bollywood world? What is happening in the political world? By hearing those ordinary things, gradually our darkness of ignorance is not removed, is actually increased. It's the other way around. The more we hear the ordinary topics, the more our ignorance is increasing. Right? But here Srila Prabhupada says that the action felt by the sincere hearer. So sincere hearer is a very, very important word that Srila Prabhupada tells here. By experience of the gradual disappearance of the ignorance. So we all have felt that gradual disappearance of ignorance as we discussed. And we have experienced that, right? When we are very sincerely hearing. I don't know how many of you have experienced, at least I have experienced many times. You are sitting in the Bhagavatam class, you heard it, you may be afterwards maybe taking prasad together and the person sitting next to you and says, "What an amazing class, isn't it, today? It was so great, like, what a fantastic point, such a revelation." And you may wonder, thik tha class, kya tha malum nahi? Achha tha, but I don't know, the way you are describing it was that great. Why that other person is not feeling that great is because that person may not be that sincere at that point in time. We are not questioning the sincerity in totality, but the sincerity at that particular moment, how attentive we were at that point in time. It really struck many times to me. Right? Like recently Maharaj gave a class in GEV on Govardhan Leela. Right? I heard it was a really nice class. But then another person, when he started sharing those points, I wondered, did Maharaj speak this in the class? So I was feeling, oh my gosh, like, you know, I may have made an endeavor to go all the way to GEV to hear, but I was not that attentive. So I was not benefited as much as the other person because he was so much in rapt attention. Because see, this is such a rare opportunity to hear live His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. So he was going with that particular mood. I was going with the mood is, I'm making a sacrifice going all the way Vada to hear. But I was not that sincere to hear that. So I did not pay attention to some of these points. Right? So that's why it is so important that Srila Prabhupada is saying that sincere hearing is very, very important. And believe me, no matter whoever is the speaker, because that speaker is speaking what Srila Prabhupada has written. Right? So it is coming actually Krishna's words. So as I said, like that nurse, maybe a little bit painful, it may not be that smooth injection, but the injection is there. So if you are really attentive, it will do wonders in our lives. And that darkness of ignorance will definitely be removed. That is why he said, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Every day hearing. Every day dose has to be there. Then only we will, because this contamination is so high. Right? It's not just ordinary malaria. Like, you know, you have got such a high grade fever. So it has to be, like, you know, heard every day. Otherwise, this material contamination keep on attacking again and again. The only way to survive that contamination is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day. And then gradually this ignorance will go away. The last paragraph, amazing. Srila Prabhupada gives us such a wonderful analogy. When a hungry man is given food to eat, he feels satiation of hunger and the pleasure of dining simultaneously. Isn't it? When we are hungry, right, and then we eat, our hunger subsides, but at the same time, we feel the taste of the prasadam as well. Right? That is what Srila Prabhupada is giving this wonderful analogy. Thus, it does not have to ask whether he has actually been fed or not. When a hungry man is given a food and he eats, after that, you don't have to ask that, like, you know, we have fed you properly or not, or something like that, right? Basically, Prabhupada is saying, ask whether he has been actually fed or not. The smile on his face will tell you that he really loved the food and the hunger is completely subsided, right? So that is Srila Prabhupada is talking about. But why we may not be feeling the same experience as being explained by Srila Prabhupada is because we are full with junk food. We are so much full with the junk food that somebody is trying to come and give us the delicious prasad. We are not able to relish it. We are not hungry. We are not hungry for that spiritual knowledge. When we are hungry for that spiritual knowledge, and when that spiritual knowledge is given to you, you will definitely feel satiation. You will definitely feel the removal of the darkness. It's a gradual process. Why it is so gradual? It is being explained so beautifully by Radhanath Swami. It's an amazing thing. He says, like, you know, this gradual means it's like rising of the sun. When sun rises, suddenly it becomes dark like a noonday. No. It's very gradual. The stars starts to disappear, right? And slowly the very, like, you know, you start to see little light coming. And then slowly, 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 you will see the complete illumination. So that's why it is this spiritual knowledge, that the gradual how the sun appears, right? And the last statement of the verse today is really amazing. The crucial test of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Now it's talking about how do you test whether it is working or not, right? So we have the blood test, a lot of other tests, right, to figure out what you have, right? So similarly, Srila Prabhupada says, the crucial test of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is that one should get positive enlightenment by such an act. If you have not got the positive enlightenment after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, then we have not heard Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why this sincere hearing again connects to this. It's very, very important. As we are all going to Puri, I'm very tempted to, like, you know, say in a brief, not the pastime, but like, you know, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt. So there is a Snan Yatra that happens, right? And in that Snan Yatra, Lord is bathed publicly and profusely, right? The buckets and buckets of water for the pleasure of the Lord. But in that whole pleasure, the Lord falls sick and goes to his dear devotee's place, right? Who has been worshipping the Shabaras, as they call it, right? So this devotees serve the Lord for 14 days. And during those 14 days, no other beings are allowed to take darshan of the Lord. And when that happened, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt so much of separation from the Lord. Because when he was seeing Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadramaya, he was seeing Lord Krishna himself. He was not just seeing Jagannath's external form in a wooden form. He was seeing Krishna himself. And when this darshan is not allowed, he was feeling so much of separation. So he went to Alalanath, the nearby place where the temple of Lord Vishnu, the Chaturbhuj form. Over there, he slept on a hard rock. But he was feeling so separation, so much separation from Lord Sri Krishna. So he was crying profusely. And those profuse tears and his ecstasy was so much, that bhav was so much that even the stones were melting. So even today when we go to Jagannathpur, if you go to Alanath, we see that particular Shila where the marks are there of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So devotees were very concerned. So what did they do? They came and did the congregation chanting. Nityananda Prabhu brought all the devotees and they did the congregation chanting. And by doing that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again felt the presence of Lord Sri Krishna. Why? Because he considered the chanting of the holy names is non-different than the Lord. So we have to have that particular faith that this is non-different from the Lord, the holy names that we chant. And then the time is running out, so I'll just say one last thing that I heard from His Grace Braj Vihari Prabhu was very nice. So maybe before that, 1 minute, like, you know, so another story that comes on the Bhagavat Mahatmya about when we are talking about hearing, right? There's a story of Gokarna. I sincerely encourage everyone to go and read that story of Gokarna, in which how his brother, who was a ghost, was delivered by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And then the Vishnu Dutas come, right? The spiritual plane came to take him back home, back to Godhead, right? So that time, all this audience and the Gokarna himself questioned that we also heard Srimad Bhagavatam, and this was the ghost. Still he got a liberation all the way of the mercy of the Lord. And then what's the problem with us? Then it was explained that he heard with such a rapt attention that he qualified to go back home, back to Godhead. So now what I'm going to narrate, the story or the anecdote that was shared by His Grace Vajvihari Prabhu is very much in line with the story of this Bhagavat Mahatma of Gokarna. Once there was a dog. He was chasing a rabbit. Right? And there were few pack of dogs sitting on the side, just seeing the tamasha. That this dog is trying to catch that rabbit. So it ran fast after rabbit. But somehow or other, rabbit escaped. And all the other dogs, he went back to that party and they started laughing. you could not catch that rabbit, huh? So this dog was a bit humble. So he said, yeah, I was running for my food and the rabbit was running for his life. That's why rabbit could outrun. So same way, and Braj Vihari Prabhu said that's not something he has quoted himself. It's basically Burijan Prabhu, he heard that story and he connected with Maya. How Maya wants to catch us like the dog and we are the rabbit. If we are fighting for our life, when we are chanting, when we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we are fighting for our life, like how Sri Rama Prabhu explained about that emergency consciousness, right? If we are in that emergency consciousness, then Maya will not harm you. But if you are not that emergency consciousness, we are not fighting for our life when we are chanting, when we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, when we are doing seva. If you are not in that particular mood, then Maya can easily trap us. So let us pray in this holy month of Kartik that we all can take sincere shelter of the purports of Srila Prabhupada, which can really help us to connect with Krishna and also at the same time help us learn how to take shelter so sincerely like that rabbit who was running for the life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I know we are running out of time, but still any comments? Any quick question from anybody? Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.